Russian forces have gained the tactical initiative on almost all front lines in Ukraine. Amid the breaking victory of Wagner fighters in Soledar and their ongoing advance in Bakhmut, units of the Russian army launched an offensive in the Zaporizhia region, taking new advantageous positions. On the northern Luhansk front lines, a fierce battle is ongoing for control of Novoselovskoye, most of which remains under Ukrainian control. In its turn, the Ukrainian military is amassing forces in an attempt to attack the neighboring village of Kuzemovka, which remains under Russian control. In order to push Ukrainian units out from the Svatova-Kremenya road, Russian forces launch offensive operations from their positions in Zlatlova toward the village of Terny. In the area of Belogorovka and Sporna, infantry of the LPR shackles the Ukrainian units with some advances in forest plantations. Russian military operations in the area threaten the Ukrainian defense in Seversk and prevent the Ukrainian military from attacks on advancing Russian units in the neighboring Soledar region. One of the most active sections of the front remains Soledar. After the city and the village of Sol came under Russian control, the assault detachments of Wagner continued their offensive to the north. In recent days, Ukrainian units were knocked out of Krasnopolievka, which is located on the highway leading to Seversk. The further Russian assault on Razdilovka and Vesle continues. Between Soledar and Bakhmut, fighting is ongoing near Blagnodatny, Krasnaya Gora, and the Stupa district. In Bakhmut, street battles continue in the areas of the meat processing plant, Zabakhmutka, and dams. South of Bakhmut, after the liberation of Klishyevka, Wagner assault units have already taken a number of Ukrainian strongholds on the way to Ivanovka. On January 22nd, Wagner forces shot down a Ukrainian Mi-8 helicopter over the village of Kromova. As a result, the aircraft crashed at the Bakhmut railway station. On the Donetsk front lines, Russian troops continue offensive operations near the village of Pobeda. In Mariinka, Ukrainian forces are attempting to counterattack. Russian artillery is heavily shelling their positions in the western part of the city. In the Zaporizhia region, the Russian army went on the offensive along almost the entire front line. The village of Lovkoye has come under Russian control, and the mop-up operations are ongoing in the settlements along the road leading to Orekhov. According to preliminary data, Russian forces entered Kamenskoye and fighting broke out on the streets. In the Orekhov region, the armed forces of the Russian Federation are securing their positions in previously liberated settlements and are actively scouting for enemy positions. The Ukrainian military, in turn, is transferring additional forces to the area, trying to hold its positions on the outskirts of the city.